As business owners, we are always in search of the elusive resource that is going to make our lives easier, our workload lighter, and provide us with enough sanity to make this journey worthwhile. Now, whilst there is no one resource that can do all that for me, Canva definitely comes close. Canva, the go-to graphic design tool, taking the business world by storm. I certainly couldn't go a day in my business without using it in some form. So I thought I'd discuss how I'm making the most of Canva in my life. Take a listen. I'm Amy Bajada, CPA by trade, not in nature. Now financial coach to businesses globally. The Boring Shit You Need to Know in Business podcast was created with business owners and aspiring business owners in mind. It's a way to bring you simple yet effective business strategies, explore the art of being in business, and challenge the notion that our financial numbers are boring. If you're looking to improve your profitability, increase your cash, and grow your business, you're in the right place. Join me and other business owners as we discuss the boring shit you need to know in business. I know I've spoken before on the many tools and resources that I make use of in my business, and Canva always makes those lists. But I've never really discussed in detail how I use it and why I think you should too. So when it was suggested to do an episode on how to effectively use Canva, I thought, of course, what a great topic to talk about. Now, whilst I don't consider myself an expert on the program, I do literally use it daily. I'm going to preface this conversation by saying that I am currently on the paid pro version of Canva. So as I discuss the features I use, this may be a factor for those using the free version. I haven't used it in the free version mode for some time, but I do recall the primary purpose for me making the move to the paid version was driven by wanting to include the branding feature of it in particular. Now, for those running a business, we know just how important consistency is when it comes to our brands. And when we are referencing a graphic design resource such as Canva, branding was always going to be important. The branding feature of Canva allows me to keep a catalogue of the colours I use for my brand along with the fonts, including any fonts specific to my business that can be uploaded into the program for use. If you're anything like me, I'm so bad at remembering what fonts I use and for what purpose. So having this feature makes it so extremely easy for me to locate and use. I also love that I can just copy and paste the color code into other programs to ensure that I'm using the right colors in other apps and programs too. It means I don't need to log it anywhere and I can access it at the drop of a hat. It's so handy. Having said that though, you can still access your branded colors in the free version. They just won't be saved in a brand area of Canva. You'd have to just locate them individually every single time you want to use them. So you could have the codes handy on a note in your phone or a Trello board, etc. I've just found for myself, having to not think about it improves efficiencies for me. Other features I'm particularly fond of that I am aware are part of the pro version or paid version is the ability to remove the background of a picture. I love this. Now, I don't use this all the time, but when I do, it makes a real statement and offers so much flexibility to the design process, not to mention how easy it is to use. I've used it, for example, to remove backgrounds of pictures of me to use in things like ads for programs I'm releasing, social media posts, and even to design my email signature, which, can I say, gets a lot of attention because it makes a huge impact. For those that haven't seen it, my email signature is effectively three different positions of the same sort of photo of me. I'm essentially drinking a cup of tea. Now, I use Canva to cut the background out, insert my pink brand color as the background instead, so that all the images looked identical except for the positioning. Then I downloaded them from Canva as a GIF. In doing it this way, the images essentially move from me facing one way to looking at the camera on a rotation of three images. I get loads of comments about it, and it was actually so easy to create in Canva because of the two features I've already mentioned, and that's my branding colors and having access to them, and the background removal feature on images. Other elements that I am aware of that are also part of the paid version or pro version of Canva that I do use, but aren't necessarily the reason why I pay for Canva, are that there are loads more stock photos that you can use on the paid version that are included in the subscription and therefore you don't need to pay extra for. I love a good stock photo, especially one I can use without fear of copyright. Creating content is hard enough without having to consider all of that stuff as well in our photos. So having access to ones that already have the permission sorted, love that for me. Love that for you, love that for efficiency. For those playing at home, I'm a huge fan of Unsplash as well, which provides lots of stock photos for free. Whilst we're talking about efficiency, Canva have project folders which are designed to organize your projects. When I first started using Canva, they didn't actually have this feature, but I can tell you right now that if I wasn't paying for Canva before this, I would be for this feature alone. From what I know, the free version only has a few folders that you can use, but the paid one allows you to create as many as you need. Now, bear in mind, you can get creative with the use of limited folders on the free version, but for me, I love the freedom that comes with the unlimited option. I believe in the paid version, there are also more templates available than those on the free version. For those who haven't ventured into the world of templates on Canva as yet, these are great. Do yourself a favor. They take the guesswork out of design. Some of the categories that I frequently use are things like presentations, reports, any and all of the social media ones, the mood board ones. And I think the mood board ones are called Brainstorm if you're searching for them. And can I tell you, they're particularly cool. If you've ever created vision boards or mood boards, having them digital is awesome. I even save them as my wallpaper on my computer for motivation. What's not to love about that? Here's the thing I love in particular about templates though. You can flag them as your favorites so that you can use them time and time again. You don't have to go in search of the ones that you've used before. This again creates that consistency for branding that I spoke about earlier. In addition, I love that some templates come with many different pages on which you can choose the ones that make the most sense for you to use, and you can leave the rest if they don't. The danger I find with any templates though, including any financial ones that I've ever recommended or worked with, is that many business owners get caught up in trying to make the whole thing work as the template is set out. It's like that generic business plan template that gets thrown around. I'll tell you what, it's making me nervous just talking about it. The danger here is that the effort that you're putting in the content, some of it's not even related to your business because the template has certain prompts that many think they have to complete, but it may not actually work for the business. It may not be relevant, but they do it because it's part of the template and they feel as though they have to. The danger with a business plan template in particular is that you waste your time. And then the outcome isn't as dynamic as it should be. Or worse still, the messaging gets lost. The process is labeled as cumbersome. And then many don't even do it again anyway. And that's a real shame because it's such an important component of being in business. I digress. And if I bring that thinking back to these templates in Canva, especially like the report ones, my advice is to understand that they're just a guide. Use the visual aspects of them. Take what you want from them, but keep the content all yours. Don't get bogged down in trying to make them mimic what the template is. So if there's a graph, don't feel as though you have to put a graph in that spot. Use the template for what it is. Love the design aspect of it and the way it all hangs together, but change out or swap out where there might be a graph that may not relate to what you're doing with something else that may. Having said that, the other aspect I love about all the templates is that once you like a particular style, Canva tend to suggest other templates from the same creator. And then here you have all these amazing templates for different things with the same aesthetics for consistency. And then we circle right back to our brand consistency. So it works so well. Other cool features for the Pro version is that you can create images with transparent backgrounds for use on things like website design or branding particular images. You have the option to resize your images, for example, if you're using the same image on different platforms that require different sizing specifications. Also, Canva now have a scheduling feature, a social media scheduling feature. I haven't used this function as yet, but will get to it at some point just to check it out, because who doesn't love a good scheduler? I currently use Sched for those who are wondering, and it's great for what I need and the flexibility I need for now, which is why I haven't really looked at the Canva one. And I can tell you right now, learning a new skill for something I already have isn't high on my priority list right now. Sorry. But I will report back if I do get a chance to look at it. I got a little sidetracked, sorry, with the whole pro versus free. But at least it highlights how I've used those particular features in my business. Other specific tasks that Canva complement my business in include, of course, all my social media content. I now have developed slide deck templates that have been set up for my online courses and webinars, along with templates for my business reports and PDF downloads. Now, in relation to the slide deck templates, for example, I've created my small business cash flow course, and I'm in the middle of developing my small business pricing course, online course. And the beauty of it is Canva's going to make it so much easier for me from a slide deck perspective, because I can just use those templates, swap out any colors or fonts if I choose to, but it's already created for me as a template for me to use in my next online course, and I don't have to do it again. So if you want to check out some of the PDF downloads that I've created using Canva, I'll put some links in the show notes for you to access them and you can see how I've used them. Last but certainly not least, I've used Canva a lot for the design of my website, of which I will also include a link in the show notes for you to check out. Canva really is so very versatile. And whilst I know I have mentioned a lot of the paid features, there are plenty of great reasons to get the free version as well. And for those that are curious as to the cost, I literally pay approximately $18 Australian a month, just $18. That's all for these amazing features. So whilst it is a pro version, it's an affordable pro version. So do yourself a favor, my friend, get on it. Canva is amazing for businesses and even for personal projects too. I'll put a Canva link in the show notes for you to sign up to the pro version if you're keen to check it out. And remember, you're never locked in when it comes to a month by month payment option. So there's flexibility in that also. My friend, my final thoughts: absorb what is useful, reject what is useless, add what is specifically your own. Canva, an effective means to an end. Whatever you do today, I hope you make it count.
To learn more about the boring shit you need to know in business, head to my website, www.amybajada.com.au/podcast, where you will find all my latest and greatest podcast episodes for you to enjoy. To be notified of new podcast episodes when they become available, be sure to hit that notification where you're listening to this podcast. Stay well, my friend.